welcome back to Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Thank you all so much again for tuning in this week. I hope you all have had a phenomenal week, an amazing Reset Sunday. And I'm so excited to get into it today. So without further ado, welcome back to Simply You. A lot of my friends and past teammates have been reaching out to me just because I am juggling and managing a lot of things right now, which I'll kind of get into, but I keep just getting asked the same question as, how do I manage it and how do I stay on top of it? And also, how do I have that discipline to be able to get it all done? That's where I feel like, especially just the older that we get a lot more on our plate, whether it's responsibilities, different priorities that we have to start making. And it can feel like a lot to juggle. It can feel super overwhelming. You may not know where to start. And really the biggest part that I wanted us to touch on today was how there's gonna be majority of the days you're not gonna wanna do what you know that you should be doing. And that is the hardest part, but that is where your true discipline and will for the life that you want and the person that you want to be has to be able to persevere. So guys, I'm super excited to get into it today. The topic that I wanted us to talk about was discipline. I am a firm believer that discipline can make or break reaching your goals. Discipline can make or break becoming the person that you say that you want to be. But vice versa, discipline, if you truly lock in and are and become one of the most disciplined people on this earth, there is nothing that you will set your mind to that you will not get. And that is where I feel like discipline is such a hard skill to master, but it's like once you do and once you truly start to get in that mind frame of being a disciplined person, that standard is gonna be set. And once it's set, it's, I'm not gonna say easy, but it definitely is easier to, I think, show up for yourself. But that is the hard part, is creating that foundation behind being a disciplined person is so hard because you have to literally teach yourself how to show up. You have to teach yourself to do things despite of what you feel. You have to teach yourself to be stronger than your mind sometimes. And that can be hard. That can be hard, but guys, this is where I really think that discipline can make or break. But I feel like this is what we kind of fail to realize sometimes, is that especially whenever we have our mind set on something, whenever we want to achieve either a lifestyle, a goal, whatever it may be, the only way to achieve it is by doing and repeating that behavior over and over and over again, right? It takes consistency. Consistency, it goes hand in hand with discipline. You cannot be disciplined without being consistent. Vice versa, you cannot be consistent without being disciplined, right? Those two go hand in hand, but I think that those two skills are two of the most challenging skill sets to master because it literally requires you to show up for yourself every single day, despite how you are feeling. And that, my friends, is literally one of the hardest things to do because majority of our days is just gonna have to consist of showing up for ourselves, right? Like there's gonna be those days that are just so exciting and so thrilling and exhilarating that we have these either big events or we have these trips coming up or we get to see our friends or whatever it may be, we're gonna get those big, fun, exciting things happening in our lives, right? But my question to you is, what are you doing in between the time from now until that big, grand event, right? Whatever it may look like for you, it could be a family vacation, it could be playing in the national championship, it could be going to a brand event, it could be whatever it may be, it could be working out, you know, like whatever it may be to you, it really just comes down to you say that you're going to do something, you say that you are going to show up to be your best self. What are you doing between now and then to set yourself up for success? That is where the discipline and consistency has to show, right? I feel like not that we all really wait for it, but I think it's just really just human nature that we all want to see and wait for that big event and that grand thing to happen for us to then start to apply that discipline and for us to start to be consistent, right? It's almost like we want to see the execution. It's like we want to see the reward before we see the work. And that's where we have to be able to put in the work without seeing that reward. And that, my friends, is truly, truly, truly discipline. If you can show up for yourself and for your family and for your friends each and every single day without expecting anything from it, that is where you are going to start to see the most success. So speaking of discipline, let's just break down what even discipline is. I literally am getting the exact definition for us, but from Google, discipline is the quality of being able to behave and work in a controlled way, which involves obeying particular rules or standards. Synonyms for discipline is self-control, restraint. So whenever I think about that, let's repeat that one more time. Discipline is the quality of being able to behave and work in a controlled way, which involves obeying particular rules or standards. We think about this. Being able to behave and work in a controlled way. Let's break that down first. Because again, I think that whenever I hear being able to behave in a controlled way, that takes me again back to majority of those days, either during the week or kind of in that waiting room, quote unquote, where it's like you're waiting for this next big thing to happen. That is where we have to be able to consistently do those behaviors that we know are going to bring us the outcome that we want, right? To me, then that brings me the question of, okay, well, what are those behaviors, right? One, they're gonna look different for each and every one of us, but I think it really just depends on your goal. You know, if you are someone who wants to become more fit and just feel more healthy, you know, and being able to move your body more, then therefore I think that that constant behavior would be showing up and moving your body at least once a day for probably 30 to 45 minutes minimum, right? And doing that consistently over time, that is what it's going to bring you to your goal. Same thing, say that you want to get into cooking, right? Prioritizing cooking at home at least 3 to 4 times a week rather than, you know, going and just buying yourself something that's already pre-made. It's just those small little behaviors that we can do every single day that is going to make us see the result that we want, right? It's the focus on behavior. That is what I think. Whenever it comes down to discipline, you really have to be able to self-reflect and see and recognize what your behaviors are, and are they helping you or are they hurting you, right? Because we have a choice, guys. Every single behavior that we make is a choice. We choose how we behave. We choose how we show up every single day too, right? Whenever we break down our behavior, really breaking it down and asking yourself, what am I gaining from doing this? You know, I think that asking yourself that question can really give you so much clarity behind the purpose and intent behind what you're doing. And that's really also what it comes down to, guys, is I think intentionality. You know, if you are choosing your behavior, that's step one. Being able to choose and being able to confidently choose to be able to have a level, grounded head above your shoulders to know that what you're choosing is going to at least be a step in the direction that you are willing to head in, right? That's step one. Step number two is putting intent, putting purpose behind the behavior that you are choosing to do, right? That is where I think there can be some sort of disconnect there, because I mean, like, I've even found myself doing it too. I will tell myself that I'm going to do something and then I show up and I do it. But then it's like, once I say that I'm going to do something and then I do it, there's been times where once I complete it, I'm like, what really did I even just do? I'm like, what was I just doing? And whenever I found myself asking that question after I had already done something that I said that I was going to do, that showed me, that was the biggest fucking wake-up call, because that showed me that I was not mindful about what I was actually doing. I was not putting intent behind what I was doing, because if I genuinely was mindful and intentional behind the action, behind the behavior of what I was actually doing, I would be able to not only, it's not even really remember, it's more so just I would have things that I could take away from it. And like, there would be times, you guys, I would have nothing. And that is not because what I was doing wasn't right, or, you know, like, it's not because what I was doing was stupid. It was literally just because I had no intention behind it. I was putting no thought behind what I was doing. And that is where I think that I preach before, you know, like, don't think, just go. Don't think, just do. I think that that is a lovely, lovely thing to be able to kind of get into that flow state. But I think it's more so like that prep before you go into something. It's like that prep before getting into that flow state. We have to be able to take a step back and slow down before we go into the situation that we're going in, and making sure that we are truly setting our mindset in the right frame, right? Really making sure that we are tapping into the open energy that's going to allow us to take away something, to be able to learn something, and really just be present, right? The more present that we can be, that is where all of that intentionality is going to be able to come out, right? Because you cannot be intentional if your mind is somewhere else, right? It is literally impossible. Your body can be there, but if your mind is going off somewhere else, it doesn't matter what you're doing right then and there. It is not going to be 100% of what you have to give. And speaking of kind of 100% too, I did want to kind of touch on just within discipline too. That's something where we have to realize also is that there's going to be days, guys, where you may just have 30%. There might be days where you have 50%. There might be days where you're feeling over the fucking moon and you are at like an 85, 90%, right? That is where I think waking up and feeling a little bit different every single day and having our energy levels feel different, you know? I mean, like, I've even felt it too. Like, I have woken up and I will feel the most unmotivated I ever can be. And like, vice versa, there are days where I just woke up on the right side of the bed and I am ready to like knock through a big ass wall, you know? That's just where I think that we have to just, one, we have to be able to recognize exactly where we are at that day. But that's where I think being able to take whatever percentage that you have that day and just putting intent behind all of that percentage, right? So say that you wake up and you only have 30% and you're like, I'm just so freaking tired, I'm exhausted, I'm just mentally checked out, maybe like your body's just not it. Like, to me, I mean, like, I've had days like this where I will wake up and I am like, I am so freaking tired, I don't know how the hell I'm even gonna get through this day. Like, it literally seems impossible. But that's where, one, we have to take it one thing at a time, right? I think that it's so easy, especially on days that we wake up feeling like we have low energy, it's so easy to just automatically get into that mindset of looking at all that you have to do and just feeling super fucking overwhelmed and being like, there is no way in hell that I'm gonna be able to get this done. How do we still make that day productive? One, we have to be able to recognize where we are at that day, you know? We can't expect ourselves to be at 100% every single day. That is just literally not realistic at all. We have to be able to meet ourselves where we are at. Because if we do that, then that's whenever we can pour everything that we have that day into what we are doing, right? And that's really, I think, the biggest piece and honestly one of the most important factors behind going about your days and making sure that you are being productive and handling your business is whatever you have that day, just pour it into what you're doing, right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be this overload of energy, right? It doesn't have to be this grand thing every single day. I think the grandest thing that we can all do is just show up and do exactly what we say that we are going to do. Discipline, to me, goes hand in hand with your relationship with yourself. If you say that you're going to do something, and then if you don't do it, you are hurting your relationship with yourself. Think of it like a friend, right? If you constantly tell one of your best friends that you're going to do something, and then you just never do it, if you constantly say that you're going to call, and then you just never call, eventually that friendship, that relationship is going to start to feel strained. Because again, you're saying one thing and your actions are doing a completely different thing. That's where we have to have a middle ground between what we say that we're gonna do and what our behaviors are doing, right? That's why I have really been trying to practice the art of under-promising and over-delivering. Under-promising and over-delivering. I think it is so easy to overpromise, whether it's with your family, your friends, your coworkers, your teammates, your boss, your partner, whatever it may be. it is so easy just because we get so excited and it's like the thought of doing all of it sounds amazing, right? The thought of showing up for your friends or, you know, being able to work out every single day or cooking at home meals or whatever, like whatever it may be, I feel like the thought of it always sounds like a fairy tale. It sounds like it is going to be the best thing on earth and it's going to be so easy and lighthearted and fun. But then it's like as soon as it comes time to actually do the work and to actually act on what you're thinking, that is where we sometimes miss. That is where the discipline has to come in, right? Because once it's time to actually do the thing that you say that you're gonna do, it's almost like a gut check almost, you know? Because you're either gonna show up or you're not. And it is so much easier to not show up and to play it safe. Because if you do that, you technically don't fail. But that's where I really wanna challenge us to do the hard thing in life. Do the hard thing in life. I promise you, the hard thing in life is going to make your life so much easier down the road. Because it's either gonna give you some wisdom to take with you, it's gonna bring you more and better opportunities, or it's gonna make you just feel more confident, you know? And that's where I think too, whenever you truly start to decide to show up for yourself and be the person that you say that you are, you are gonna gain so much confidence. And I promise you guys, once you start to feel that confidence and move with confidence, your entire life is gonna change. I promise you, people treat you so much differently. People talk to you so much differently whenever you move with confidence. And we all deserve to feel it. We all deserve to move in a way that is going to bring us these amazing opportunities. But what we miss is the work that we have to do to get there. You know, we have to be able to be open to failure. We have to be open for feedback. We have to be open and accept that we may not be great at everything, but we sure as hell are gonna try, you know? So there will be days where I'll be waking up at 6:30 a.m. and I won't be done with my stuff until 10:30 p.m., you know, because I'll wake up, I'll be on meetings all day. I'll handle stuff for the podcast. I'll have to email some clothing brands and then I'll go work out. And then I'll go train my girls for volleyball. And then I'll come home, shower, finish up some emails, and then I'll go to bed, right? But I get asked this question so much. It's just like, how the hell do you do that every single day? And why? You know, I get those two questions a lot, the hows and the whys. And I mean, how, I think it, for me, I just keep it really, really simple. I think the mindset that I have been having is, one, not really putting pressure on myself to do it, but just knowing that if I have the opportunity to do something and I'm choosing not to, I'm selling myself short. And I truly believe that. I truly feel that in my core. So I just know myself enough where if I have the opportunity to do something and I choose not to do it, I know that I'm going to regret it, or I know that I'm going to wish that I had. So I have really just been challenging myself recently to do everything that I possibly can. It doesn't matter how tired that I may be that day. It doesn't matter how hard it may seem. Find a way and do it. Because I've also been on the opposite end where I have not shown up. I have half-assed things. I have hit behind the camera in my life, and I have not gone for what I know that I'm capable of. With even as simple as working out or keeping up with your notifications or your emails, you know, I think it's so much easier to keep up rather than playing catch up. And that's also where I've been realizing I cannot stand the feeling of catching up because I get so anxious. I feel so fucking overwhelmed just because, to me, if I feel like I'm catching up, that tells me that I know this stuff has already happened. People have already had this experience. People have already lived through this to the point where now I'm not even experiencing it. I'm just having to hear about it. And I have heard so many stories, and it got to a point where I was like, I want to be the one that shows up and can be right there with you whenever that story is being had. I don't want to just hear about it. I want to be there and experience it too. So I think that there's just been some wake-up calls in my life where I had the opportunity to show up and I chose not to, and I regretted it, because then I would hear back on stories. It was like I was hearing it, but knowing that you could have lived it, that's a hard feeling. It's a hard, hard feeling to live with. But also, that's whenever I think that you can really take it and run with it too, to really use going forward and making a promise to yourself that if you get these opportunities, fucking go for it, right? And that's where too, I mean, like, there's days, you guys, where I'll go to my lessons and like it'll be 7-8 p.m. at night and I'm done. I feel like my gas tank is on E. I feel like I have met, I feel like I'm like about at 15%, right? But that's just where I will literally sit inside my car before I go into my lessons and I just take a breath and I said, what am I here to do and why, you know? And for me, it always goes down to whether or not it's for me giving lessons. I think that for me, like, my why is that I want to show up for these girls. I want to be a person that these girls can come to whenever they're going through hardships, if they need a boost of confidence, if they need whatever. I want to be that person for them. But again, I can't be that person unless I show up consistently, right? So that's just where I think holding on to the person that I want to be pushes me to show up more and more every single day. Same thing with working out, you know? I don't have to work out every single day. I really don't. I could just work out 3-4 days a week and be probably fine. To me, I look at working out as such a gift and such a blessing to be able to move my body and really just do it to feel good, you know? I'm the type too where I keep so much tension and stress in my body that truthfully, working out and moving my body in any way, shape, or form makes me feel so much more light and free and good, right? But I also know that I want to live a certain lifestyle. I want to be able to walk at least 5 miles a day and feel comfortable. You know, I want to feel comfortable in my own skin. I want to feel comfortable wearing the clothes that I know that I like to wear, you know? So I really think that discipline as a whole comes down to who do you want to be and why? Who do you want to be and why? Do you want to be someone that is known for showing up no matter what it is, how big, how small, if it's your best friend's wedding or if it's just going to grab a small little coffee for 30 minutes with your best friend, you know? Do you want to be known for being able to show up no matter what it looks like? Do you want to be known for taking 2 weeks to respond to your best friend's text? Do you want to be known for getting in the gym every single day and just moving your body? There are so many things that we can be known for. And I think that that is where we also have to recognize and realize that what we are known for is typically based on our actions. Your actions are what is going to become your life. So if you can creates a lifestyle where you are consistently behaving the same way no matter how you feel, that is what is going to carry you through and find that successful life that you want. And that's where too, guys, success is going to look so different for each and every one of us too, right? And that is the same thing. Discipline is going to look different for each and every one of us too, but that is where you have to be able to break down your true definition of discipline. So for me, I think whenever it comes down to discipline, you know? For me, discipline is if I say that I'm gonna do something, I'm going to do it. No matter what I feel like that day, no matter what I have going on that day, I'm going to do it. Being a woman of my word. And that's where to you guys, I think that so much confidence can come from just being a woman, being a man of your word. That is where you are gonna get respected a lot faster. You're gonna get a lot more opportunity just because you aren't becoming the boy who cried wolf. You are becoming the man who shows up and is now adding value, because the more consistent that you show up for your partner, for yourself, for your friends, for your family, for whatever it may be, not only are you going to gain their respect, you're also going to start respecting yourself a lot more too. And I promise you guys, once you start to respect yourself, again, you're gonna move completely different just because you feel so much different, right? You move how you feel. But again, you can choose that, right? You can choose that by choosing how you behave. So I think really just breaking it down like that can help. And just realizing that your behaviors are what you're going to be known for. Your behaviors play such an important factor into the outcome of your life and how you're perceived in this world. So, and I don't say that to scare us. I say that to motivate us. You know, it's like, I think the cool thing is that we all have the choice on how we show up. And that is what I think is so powerful, because we don't have to show up and do everything perfect. But I think that we can think about showing up, and then we start to psych ourselves out of it because we are afraid of messing up, or we don't want to say the wrong thing, or we don't want to do the wrong thing, or look the wrong way, or whatever it may be. But that's where, guys, if you show up, it doesn't matter what you do, it's going to be okay. It is going to be okay. You are either going to surprise yourself and do better than you thought you would, or you're going to be able to learn and live to see another day, you know? So that's just, I think you will learn so much about yourself once you start to show up and once you start to do things, even whenever you don't want to, you know? So then that just brings me to the question of, if we only did things whenever we felt like doing them, do you know how long it would take to see that success? Because guys, you are not gonna wake up every single day wanting to work out. You are not gonna wake up every single day wanting to go to work, wanting to work out, wanting to cook an at-home dinner, wanting to respond to your texts, wanting to respond to your emails, right? You're not gonna want to do those things every single day. It's gonna get old. It's gonna get repetitive, right? It's gonna just be like the same thing over and over and over again. But that literally is what discipline is. Doing the same thing, behaving the same way over and over and over again. Again, that's that consistency factor. Being able to behave in a certain way consistently to get where you want to be. And that's where too, I think that the journey and process starts to really come alive, because as you start to show up and do those small tasks every single day, that's where you're gonna start to feel more self-respect. That's where you're gonna start feeling more confident. And once you start feeling that, you're gonna start giving that into the world. And that is where your entire reality is gonna start to change before your eyes, because now what you are putting out into the world is intentional, and you are moving with purpose, and you are behaving in a way that you know is going to get you exactly where you want. That's where too, I think it also goes into just the law of assumption. You know, it's like, if you assume that something is gonna happen, by some way, shape, or form, it is going to. I don't know how long it's gonna take, but it is going to happen. And that is because the frequency, the energy that you are putting out into the world, it's gonna give it back to you, right? But we can't find that frequency. We cannot tap into that specific energy unless we put intent behind our behaviors, right? So I think that the best thing that we can do is chase self-confidence, chase self-respect, and how we gain those things is by showing up for ourselves, right? Being a woman of your word, being a man of your word. If you say that you are going to do something, do it. If you say that you want to see success in a certain part of your life, break down the steps and how you are going to get there, and do those steps, behave in that way every single day until you get to your goal, right? That is discipline. And I promise you guys, a disciplined person is a successful person. If you are disciplined, that is really the make or break point behind someone who has the vision and someone who is actually successful, is because they don't just think it, they don't just say it, they actually act on it. And taking that a little step further, they don't just act on it, they act on it every single day consistently, you know? So there's just so much beauty in that. There's so much power into it. And I promise you, once you start to behave and move in a way that's intentional, you're going to see your life change before your eyes, you guys. So I promise you guys, stay disciplined. Yes, hold on to that vision, but figure out ways and figure out behaviors that you can throw into your everyday life that is going to make you reach that success faster, right? It doesn't have to be this grand change, this grand behavior. It's really just those small little things every single day, right? Keep up, don't catch up, you guys. Stay disciplined, stay consistent. Thank you all so, so much for tuning in this week. Make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube and Spotify. And thank you all again for tuning in to Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Thank you all again and see you all next week. Bye, guys.